So I recently watched the critically acclaimed Hereditary three times, sort of. I tried to watch it twice and couldn't finish it either time, and I watched it a third time and only finished because I realized that I now have a podcast where I can talk about these sort of things. So I know I'm way behind the release of this movie, but Midsommar is out now, and people are talking about Hereditary again. Also, the director slash writer, Ari Aster, wrote a short film called The Strange Thing About the Johnsons, which is incredibly fucked up to the point of being kind of funny. So I've linked the film in a 5-minute summary of the film if you'd rather hear that. So first, my complaint about Hereditary is not that it's too slow. That seems to be what defenders of the movie think you will think if you didn't like it. And, I mean, it was 40 minutes longer than it had to be, but I don't have a problem with slow-burning movies. Overall, I've been frustrated with both the negative and positive reviews. The negative reviews are mostly imbeciles who want more jump scares and have an aversion to any complexity or any storytelling, but the positive reviewers act as if anyone who didn't like it is just a dum-dum who needs to be spoon-fed basic horror plot lines and can't handle anything more sophisticated, which is the reason we can't have nice things. But more on that stuff later. I would not have ever bothered to put this much energy into hating this movie if it weren't for the absurd praise it received. Which, I guess compared to the other stuff that's being made these days, Hereditary is a breath of fresh air, but comparing it to whatever superhero movie is out right now, or whatever self-congratulatory moral tale that wins an Oscar, is setting too low of a bar. So let me start with one of the more superficial complaints. It is extremely hard to get over the mother's performance. It's the same issue with The Babadook. The kid's character is so fucking annoying that it takes real effort to get past. Even though you can see it's a good movie, except The Babadook actually was a lot better, 85% of the mom's screen time is spent weeping and crying and screaming, and it's genuinely more annoying than The Babadook kid's whiny ass. I'm honestly shocked that so many people seem to think that she should have won an Oscar for her performance. I didn't think this was a hot take at first. I thought everyone must have been annoyed by the mother's character. Also, everyone keeps comparing this movie to The Exorcist, which strikes me as practically sacrilegious. I found the mother character profoundly unlikable, which seemed intentional in some parts, but unintentional in others. I honestly can't name a single redeeming thing about her character, except it was pretty cool when she cut off her own head. That was actually a cool scene. I also just didn't think it was a good performance, outside of one or two scenes. I'm honestly more confused than annoyed at the heaps of praise she received for her performance. On a character level, I didn't like anyone in the movie. I didn't relate to anyone, I wasn't rooting for or against anyone at any point. I didn't care if any of them got what they wanted or didn't. I actively disliked all the central characters, all for different reasons. Another problem for me was the director's instincts when it came to the long silent close-ups of the characters' faces. It honestly felt like the cinematic equivalent of a typo nearly every time. Every time I was like, I get it. It felt like Patrick Starr was smashing my face against the screen going,
"Look at it! Look at it! Look at it! Look at it! We want all of you to look at it!"
So around extended silent close-up number 478345, I got the sense that the director was thinking, this is greatness. This is art. The extensive use of close-up is even more off-putting considering the close-up is so often of an insane woman who is crying. I haven't seen Midsommar yet, and I probably won't, but the poster is literally of a crying woman with her face twisted in sadness. So I don't know what the director's deal is with that, but I hope he gets better soon. Everyone talks about how disturbing and jarring the girl's decapitation scene was, and it was a good scene in that it had great potential, but I thought the director totally botched that moment. Completely. It had so much potential and he made the wrong decision at every fucking moment. He showed us stuff we didn't need to be shown. He did not show us stuff that would have been interesting. And he gave us some of those classic long shots that were ineffective and unnecessary. It felt like he just didn't have any ideas. The boy literally has no reaction, and we just watch him have no reaction for a comically long time. It honestly seems like every scene was either the crying mother or an inexplicable silent close-up. I'm not against subtlety. I just don't interpret those moments as subtle. Quite often, they're the opposite. They're as ham-fisted as it gets.
Look at it!
The dialogue was also poorly written, but again, if you didn't like it, it's because you're too stupid to get how amazing it was.
All I do is worry and slave and defend you. And all I get back is that fucking face on your face.
And the director is just like, this is so raw, so real. This is how people really talk. The writer just bricked it against the backboard with that one. It's not realism. It's just bad writing. Hereditary was like two separate movies jammed together. One was an extremely tedious drama about a grieving, mentally unstable mother and a shitty family that hates each other, and the other was an atmospheric satanic horror movie that would have had real promise in the hands of another director. I couldn't have given less of a shit about the first movie, and I was disappointed by the second one. And by the way, if you're looking for a slow-burning, atmospheric horror movie with satanic overtones, then I would watch The Black Coat's Daughter. It's also like Hereditary in that it's about grief and loss. You might have to watch it more than once to see everything that's going on, and there's also decapitation. The crazy thing to me after hearing all the positive reviews of Hereditary is that people largely seem to have seen all the same things that I did, but it was good to them. They also thought it was basically two different movies smashed into one, including the director himself, but they liked it. And they liked the, quote, realistic family drama, which was an exploration of grief. If by exploration of grief they mean we watched a mother cry for 47 hours because her daughter died, by the way, very necessary to show us that, I wouldn't have gotten that the mother was sad about her daughter dying if it wasn't shown to me explicitly and at length. I think Ari Aster might be an alien or something, based on what he thought he needed to show us. There is no exploration of grief. It's just forcing you to watch intense human emotion in lieu of writing anything interesting. I mentioned it earlier, but we have to talk about the infamous decapitation scene. I don't mean to downplay it, it's a genuinely great sequence, up until the director's handling of the immediate aftermath. But from the moment Charlie enters the bedroom, with Peter smoking the giant bong, until the car screeches to a halt, that is genuinely great. They nailed that part. Then, there's what happened after. There's just silence and close-up of Peter's face. He essentially has no reaction, and we just watch him have no reaction for quite a long time before he does nothing and drives away. I know he was supposed to be blazed out of his mind, and I know it would have been terrible to be in his position, obviously, but seriously, is that how any human would have reacted? You wouldn't go to the hospital? You wouldn't call an ambulance? Or call someone? You would just not react for 6 hours straight and lie in bed until your parents have a loud expositional conversation and your mom finds a headless body in the car. Then after long stretches of absolute silence, it's just minutes and minutes of uninterrupted screaming and crying. It's just uncomfortable. There's no dialogue, nothing is happening that we couldn't have inferred without seeing it. For example, the mom is sad. They bury the girl, and the mom is sad. It's just silence or abject weeping. It's basically 10 minutes of nothing happening after such a compelling moment. He deflated all the emotion he got from the decapitation sequence. I was zoning out as we were just silently looking at the son's face for minutes after. Does the director expect everyone to just sit there in reverent silence for 2 hours? It's a movie. We get one brief shot of the girl's head the morning after, but that's the only interesting thing that happens in the 10 minutes after the sequence. It was 10 fucking minutes before there was anything worth watching on the screen again, save for that one shocking image of the girl's head. It's just the mom is sad and angry, and the son is sad, and he feels guilty. Yeah, I never would have deduced any of that had you not spelled it out for me. Again, is he an alien? The director oscillates between expecting reverent silence for vast stretches of time, and then explaining things to us like we've never met a human before. One moment, he expects quite a lot from the audience, and the next, he's spoon-feeding us. The mom yells at the son after tension builds, where she says absolutely nothing we couldn't have inferred without punishing us with a tedious, screaming minutes-long rant from a mentally unstable mother. It's just so boring. There's so much in this movie that doesn't make any sense until you've already understood the whole movie. For example, there's random gibberish on the walls at a few points, and it doesn't make the experience mysterious, it's just annoying. I'm never feeling intrigued or overwhelmed with wonder or a sense of mystery. There is no way for me to know what any of this shit means until they just tell me. What, am I supposed to write down the strange words and Google them? It's not like a Sherlock Holmes-style mystery where I can try to speculate and I'm wondering the whole time how it's all going to be explained. And again, it's not that it was slow. I got the point of the scene, or I knew what was going to happen, and they wouldn't get to the point for like 10 minutes. Near the end, Peter wakes up at home after bashing his head against the desk at school, and we know he's going to find his dad's charred remains, and there will probably be a jump scare or two along the way. We know this because we just saw his dad burn to death in the fucking living room, and that's exactly what happens, and it takes us 5 minutes for what I just described to transpire before the story is advanced. We knew exactly what would happen, and we just had to sit there and wait for it to finally happen. And by the way, that's when the second, much better movie picks up again, when Peter walks down into the living room. There are some great sequences in the last 15 minutes of the movie, and the ending didn't just come out of nowhere, as some have claimed. There was a build-up to it. If they recast the mother, son, and daughter, that would also be a positive change. The dad was completely unremarkable in every way, and I'm neutral about him. I've already complained enough about the mom's headache-inducing performance. But as for the son, what's being construed as subtlety on his part, I kind of suspect is just a product of his limited range as an actor, which was only accentuated by the writer/director's limited range, and his baffling vacillation between realism and surrealism. The attempts at both realism and surrealism just sucked, in my opinion, because the realism just amounted to bad writing. For example, Face on Your Face. And the surrealism was promising, but usually botched by the director because of his horrible instincts about what to show us, what not to show us, when to use a close-up and how long that close-up should be, and what the actors' faces should be doing while we're staring at their face for such a ridiculous stretch of time. I also had some unkind things to say about the little girl until I looked up and found out that she might have some kind of genetic disease, which is why she looks like that, so I'm going to back away slowly from this paragraph that I had written here. So recast literally every member except the dad, I guess. Get it down to 90 minutes by cutting out some of the boring, tedious grieving and family drama. It was over 2 fucking hours for no reason. And give it to a different director. Then what you would have is a tense, atmospheric horror movie with satanic overtones and occasional jarring bursts of action with a fleshed-out story, with memorable and potentially iconic scenes. It probably would have been great. And also because I don't want to just be a negative guy, I've linked some horror movies that I really sincerely enjoyed recently. I've kind of been on a horror binge lately, so I've linked those in the show notes. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you next time.